Now, as I said, these are all Eurovision related. So, eyes down, get thinking. If you're watching last night, Marty Whelan probably mentioned the answer to most of them. So, that will give you a clue, won't it? Right, question one. Easy enough one to start with, I think. How many times has Ireland won the Eurovision Song Contest? We are the record holders, if that helps. How many times has Ireland won the Eurovision Song Contest? Question two. What city is hosting this year's contest? So this year's Eurovision Song Contest is being held in which city? Question three. In what country did the first ever Eurovision Song Contest take place? That's in what country did the first ever Eurovision Song Contest take place? Question four. Kind of the opposite of Ireland. Which nation holds the record for the most entries without winning once? So which is the most unlucky country in Eurovision history? Which has the record for the most entries without ever winning the contest? And question five. Here's a stickler now. The last song to win the contest and not be sung in English was for Serbia. And I think it was, let me see. It was about three years ago? 2007, actually, 4 years ago. And it was called Molitva. What does Molitva mean? That word in Serbian is Molitva. Or Molitva. That's right. So, question one. I'll go through them again. How many times has Ireland won the Eurovision Song Contest? Question two. In which city is this year's contest taking place? Question three. What country hosted the first ever Eurovision Song Contest? Question four. Which nation holds the record for the most entries without ever winning? And question five. The last non-English winner was a song called Molitva from Serbia. What does Molitva mean? Give them a go. Answers at the end of the show. Now, they're all Eurovision this week. I did warn you. In fact, I didn't need to warn you because if you heard them, you'd know. So, here are the answers. Question one. How many times has Ireland won the Eurovision Song Contest? It's a record. We are the most winningest. That's the word we learned last week, do you remember? The winningest team in Eurovision. And we have won the contest 7 times, including 3 in a row in the 90s, 92, 93, 94, if memory serves me correct. So that 7 is the answer to question one. Number two, in what city is this year's contest taking place? It is coming to you live from Dusseldorf in Germany. Of course, last year the winner was Lena Meyer-Landrut, and she's back in this year. She's becoming the first. She's hoping to become the first person to successfully defend the Eurovision title, so to speak. And she will be performing on Saturday night as well. Question three, in what country did the first Eurovision Song Contest take place? Well, that was in Switzerland. That's all I was looking for, because I think it would be hard to say. Very hard if I asked you the city, but the city was Lugano in Switzerland, and Switzerland actually won the first contest as well, so they won it on home territory. Question four, which nation holds the record for the most entries without winning once? And that unfortunate honour goes to Portugal. Portugal has entered the Eurovision Song Contest 44 times and never won a single contest. Now, how about that? And we think we're having it tough because we haven't won for 15 years or something. So, Portugal's the answer to number four. And finally, the last non-English winner was Molitva. And that was the winner in... when was it? 2007, I think. And that was for Serbia. And it was sung by a lady called Maria Serafovic. But anyway, the question I asked was, what does it mean? And Molitva means prayer. There you go. So that's the answer. Number one, 7. Number two, it's in Dusseldorf. Number three, it was in Lugano, the very first one. 4, Portugal has never won it. And finally, the final one was Molitva means prayer.